Next patient is, next patient is LaPierre Sally. LaPierre. Let's say LaPierre Sally, SALLY. LaPierre Sally, date of birth is 5-3-58, and date of visit is 10-24-23. Please make a copy for Elizabeth Dakila. That's Elizabeth, ELIZABETH, Dakila, DAQUILLA, Dakila Elizabeth, DAQUILLA, Elizabeth. Next paragraph. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for sending Sally LaPierre for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has had history for obstructive sleep apnea, also has had a history for chronic bronchitis and has been treated for COPD. The patient has a CPAP mask. The copy of her sleep study is not yet available. She, however, states she uses it nightly with a full face mask. The patient has gained weight and she denies any daytime sleepiness and denies any leg swelling. She does have an occasional cough with mild wheezing and no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of bilateral rotator cuff surgery and history of carpal tunnel repair. He also had heel spurs operated and had a right total knee arthroplasty. The patient has anxiety with depression and is under the care of a psychiatrist. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years. And trying to quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. She worked in a dental office. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next. family history, mother died of heart attacks, and father died of mesothelioma. Next paragraph. Review of system, sufficient as fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts and glaucoma. She has vertigo and denies sore throat and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and she has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And she has no abdominal pains, heartburn, rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, but has palpitations. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. No blackout spells. She has skin rash and itching. Next, medalist included sertraline 200 mg daily, omeprazole 20 mg daily, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, trazodone 150 mg HS, and Noro Ellipta 1 puff a day, and bupropion 450 mg daily, and darphenin hydrobromide 15 mg daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this obese elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of the sectors of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulses 82, respirations 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 187, saturation 92. H-E-N-D announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3. Depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to lose weight. She is also advised to quit cigarette smoking and use nicotine patch. She will get a copy of her polysomnographic study and continue with CPAP nightly. A CT chest was ordered without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. CT chest was ordered with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will renew the albuterol inhaler as needed and a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Elizabeth Dakila, D-A-Q-U-I-L-L-A. Dakila Elizabeth, M-D. Thank you, Sarge. This is